Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are now panicking. And yes, they're going to try to stop Trump before the inauguration. They're going to try to stop him after. They're already putting things into place to make sure once he gets into office that he can't function, that there's too much chaos going around, that there are too many contracts in place. They're going to try to push all of this because, again, they understand what he's about to do. He's about to bring down their entire system. He's about to show the world that it never had to be this way. And think about it. Once the people understand it never had to be this way, they're never, ever going to want to go back to it. See, once the people see it all and it's everything's transparent, it's very, very difficult for the deep state players to convince the people otherwise. Think about what happened going all the way back to 2016 moving forward. The fake news lost the narrative. And it at this point, it's very, very difficult to get that narrative back because no one believes it anymore. And once you lose it, like the fake news has done, like the corrupt politicians have done, it's very, very difficult to convince the people that something's happening when it really isn't. Think about all the fake news that is coming out against Hegseth, about Kash Patel, against Tulsi Gabbard and the rest. Are the people actually going along with this? Are they believing it? No, they're not. Not like they used to. Because the people, they get it. And this is why Trump needed to make sure that the people were awake. Because moving to the next phase, the people need to be on board with what he's about to do. Because a lot of these things are going to be unprecedented. And a lot of these things, he needs the support of everyone behind him to go up against the deep state propaganda machine and the corrupt politicians. The first time around, he really didn't have the people support that he actually needed. And the people, they really couldn't see through the fake news. Now, the people are on board. They see through the fake news, which means the deep state players, they're going to try some type of false flag, I do believe. Some type of an event, either before or after inauguration. And what's very interesting is that Dan Scavino, he is actually doing a countdown saying 58 days till Trump's in office, 50 days until Trump's in office, 45 days until Trump is in office. And what occurred last time when there was a countdown? The deep state did something. They used whatever ammunition they had. And I do believe that is what he's actually letting us know. And I do believe the deep state players, they're preparing to do something. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Trump, he put out a post on Truth, a truth, and it's pictures of watches, and the time on the watches matches up to a post. So it looks like he's letting us know and letting the deep state know that time is running out for the deep state players. Justice is coming. And I do believe that is the message that he is sending out there. Now, we'll be talking a lot more about this a little bit later. But first, let's talk about how corrupt the Biden administration is. And it's not just the Biden administration. It goes Obama, Bush, you name it. Go all the way back in time. It's corruption has always been there. The last 4 years, Trump gave the people of this country the gift to see the corruption, to see what their plan actually is. And when you look at the border and you look at the illegals, people could see very, very clearly that the deep state players care more for the illegals, that they will support the illegals, than the actual citizens of this country. And a recent Freedom of Information Act request made by Terry Newsom of Behind Enemy Lines revealed that the Biden White House worked directly with the city of Chicago, placing immigrants in certain living quarters. Throughout an email chain of 207 pages, the city of Chicago officials, FEMA representatives, and special assistants to the president of the United States discussed different locations for placing immigrants across the state of Illinois. FEMA had awarded approximately $20 million to the city of Chicago for food service contractors to feed illegal immigrants. So they spent $20 million for the illegals that they brought in. And how much did they spend in North Carolina? Very, very interesting. In other words, the government intentionally created an emergency of illegal immigration, diverted funds away from taxpaying Americans who need emergency response, and applied them to non-citizens. And things get even more interesting as Special Assistant to the President of the United States, Molly Ritner, enters the scene. City of Chicago officials have requested information from the White House on available federal sites for housing illegals. Special Assistant Rittner provides the following. 32 federal sites across the state of Illinois were identified as having a vacant space. This included review of potential space across federal agencies, including the DOD. With the city requesting federal agency space, including Department of Defense, it would appear as if the state of Illinois was a refugee crisis on their hands. That's very, very interesting. And we could see that all of this happened not just in Chicago, but in many other cities. So all the money was diverted from the citizens of this country to the illegals. And when Mayorkas and others testified in front of Congress, they lied to Congress. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Tanya Fernandez Anderson, a woke BLM muzzler, former illegal migrant, Democrat serving on the Boston City Council, has been arrested by the FBI after being indicted on 5 counts of aiding and abetting wire fraud and 1 count of aiding and abetting theft concerning a program receiving federal funds. She allegedly hired a family member and funneled taxpayer funds to the person for which she would get cash kickbacks. They allegedly exchanged large sums of cash in the bathroom at Boston City Hall. Ms. Fernandez Anderson made $150,000 a year on the city council. Democrats and leftists have long praised Ms. Fernandez Anderson for her race-baiting identity politics in Boston, which plays well with white educated liberals. And now she is arrested. Very, very interesting how this is all playing out, because eventually in the end, everyone's going to see that most of these individuals are criminals. And I think it's becoming clearer and clearer every single day. Just like it's becoming very, very clear that the deep state players, they wanted to take the weapons away from every single person in every single country. And they started out in Australia, New Zealand, the UK, Germany, and they just moved to Canada. And Canada, remember, they said, oh, we only want your assault rifles. And the people said, okay, just the assault rifles. All right, that's fine. And then all of a sudden, Trudeau made the announcement that, hey, by the way, we're also taking your pistols. People started to wake up and say, well, wait a minute. Wait, you just said it was assault rifles. Now you're coming after the pistols? You see, this is what they normally do. They get you on board. They tell you one thing. Everyone agrees. And they say, okay, let's take it a step further. And we've seen this in Australia. We've seen it in New Zealand. We've seen it in the UK. And now Canada has announced a ban on 234 assault-style firearms in a continued effort for more stringent gun control. So already, they're going for more and more weapons. And what are they going to do with these weapons? Well, they're going to take it from law-abiding citizens, and they're going to send it to Ukraine to help the war out in Ukraine. Absolutely unbelievable. And this is why you never give your weapon up, because once you give it up, they'll come for every single one of them, because they want the population disarmed. It's a lot easier to control a disarmed population. And in the end, that is their main goal. We know this from their 16-year plan, because once the people are disarmed, how do the people defend themselves? Can you imagine going back in time and the founding fathers didn't have any weapons? What do you think the Revolutionary War would look like? Do you think the tyrants, the dictator, you think they would have the problem they had while the founding fathers had weapons? Or do you think the British army would just march across every single city, every single town, controlling all the people and throwing the founding fathers into prison? It wouldn't even be a fight. And this is why our founding fathers didn't give up their weapons. The British government, they tried over and over to get the weapons, because they knew a people with weapons, much, much harder to control. We are looking at a tyrannical government right now. That's the Biden administration. And we've had tyrannical governments going back in time. Trump just allowed the people to see the truth. When you see the open borders, you see the wars, you see the crashing economy, you see the pushing of the wokeism virus. This is all part of their 16-year plan. He needed the people to see the tyrannical dictatorship. And now the people have seen it. That's why they voted for Trump. That's why The people said, we've had enough. We've had enough of these dictators. We've had enough of these individuals lying to us every step of the way. And once again, the people have taken control. And everything Obama tried to do, everything that Hillary Clinton was supposed to do, has completely and utterly failed. And now Obama is panicking. We'll be talking about him in a little bit. But what's very interesting is that a government report has finally revealed what may have caused a mysterious brain disorder plaguing thousands of American diplomats and spies. The House Intelligence Committee has released a declassified report on the Havana syndrome, stating that it appears increasingly likely that a foreign adversary could be behind some of the cases. The mysterious condition has baffled scientists since it was first reported in 2016, with more than 1,500 U.S. officials around the globe reporting symptoms like persistent dizziness, nausea, balance issues, and there was no explanation for them. So they broke it down, they looked at everything, and they realized, well, it looks like it might be a foreign government using some type of device or something. And here are some of the key takeaways from the report. It is increasingly likely a foreign adversary is responsible for some portion of reported AHIs. The committee has direct evidence of intelligence community assessment on AHIs was developed in a manner inconsistent with analytical integrity and thoroughness. The assessment is sufficiently problematic as to hinder the subcommittee's trust in the intelligence community process and conclusions. The intelligence community tried to impede the CIA subcommittee's investigation at every turn. This interim report is just the beginning of the CIA subcommittee's work on the IC's response to AHIs. Chairman Crawford is currently finalizing a substantial and highly classified report. It involves very sensitive information gathered over the past 2 years that was previously unknown to the committee. The conclusion published by the DNI in the Unclassified Intelligence Committee assessment on AHI are dubious at best, misleading at worst. Changes are needed to address the irregularities in investigative and analytical process that resulted in the IC's published conclusions on AHI. Additionally, the U.S. government must codify the established clear, effective medical care, particularly long-term care for AHI-affected personnel. In a nutshell, the CIA released in March 2023 was largely a bunk and a huge disservice to those to the IC workforce afflicted with AHIs. And there appears to be something more nefarious afoot involving foreign adversaries. Yet the IC is adverse to allowing the matter to be thoroughly investigated. The question is, why? Because, again, I do believe we're going to see foreign adversaries, CIA, they were all involved in this. And I do believe they're trying to keep this a secret. But again, who's now going to be brought into the mix? Oh, that's right. It's Tulsi Gabbard, who's going to be head of the DNI. So this is going to be very, very interesting. And I do believe all this information should be brought out into the public realm. I think everything should be declassified. People should see exactly what's been going on in our government. Because again, we the people elect these individuals to represent them, and we must understand and know what is going on in the government. Again, this is a people's government. It's not a private government. And I do believe in the end, Trump is going to show the people exactly what's been going on. And when you look out in France, and we know that Trump, he's heading out there for the celebration of the reopening of Notre Dame. And again, we understand that France, their government is collapsing. Macron is losing power. Prime Minister just resigned. And Macron is out there saying that he's not going to resign right now. He's pushing back, saying he will remain in office until 2027, which is very, very interesting. Because when you look at South Korea, that individual, the president of South Korea, he was supposed to remain in office until 2027. And then he realized that, hey, I might be impeached. He tried to push the martial law hoax to try to remain in power. And now it looks like this might assist Trump, because if Yoon is replaced in early 2025, most likely they're going to replace this individual with the opposition, and that opposition individual will be on Trump's side. And I do believe Trump will be able to work with this individual, which is very, very interesting. See, we're seeing change all over the globe right now. We're seeing it out in Germany. They're going to have a snap election come the new year. Macron is in trouble right now. He's going to push back. He doesn't want to resign. But I think the people, they might push back even harder. We see things are changing in the Netherlands. We know they changed in Argentina, El Salvador. And out in the UK, you could see that Starmer, he's not doing too well. And it looks like Nigel Farage is gaining more and more popularity. The UK party has overtaken the Labour in the national opinion poll for the first time. And it looks like Nigel Farage right now, he is commanding about 24% of public support. And I wouldn't be surprised if he is going to be the next prime minister. Sometimes you got to show the people. Sometimes you got to go through the crap. You got to go through the party of the left, then bring in the party of the right, which is really not the party of the right. They're all part of the deep state system. Show the people the truth and then have the people say enough is enough. We want something different. And we're starting to see this all across the globe. And I think this is going to spread like wildfire, because once people see it happening in one country and in another country, the people start to say, well, why are we sticking with this individual who's installed and treating us the way they're treating us? Let's get rid of them. And we're going to start to see this all over the place, especially when Trump is inaugurated. He starts to implement his policies. Let's talk about how you can save money this winter. Heating bills are expected to surge this winter, with many Americans expecting to face double-digit increases this year. In an already difficult economy, this could force many to have to choose between unaffordable heating or other necessities like food and medicine. I am not at all worried, because I use this incredible little device and I absolutely love how quickly it warms up my house without raising my bills. This is a portable mini heater that plugs into a home's wall outlet to make nearly any room toasty warm in no time. It's compact but powerful enough to warm up my bedroom, living room, office, or anywhere else I need immediate heat. Plus, it includes built-in overheat protection, has adjustable heat settings from gentle warm to toasty comfort. Do yourself a favor and grab one up to 60% off this Black Friday only at staywarmnow.com. Plus, order today and you'll receive free expedited shipping, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and several other free bonuses. Once again, that's staywarmnow.com. Give the gift of warmth this holiday season. People are going to see a very, very big difference between what their installed leaders are doing and what Trump is doing. And people of those countries, they're going to want what we have here in the United States. You see, if the United States, if Trump lost the election, the entire world would have collapsed under the weight and power of the deep state players, because we know in the end, we were going to head into war. We were going to lose the war. And they were going to remove the Constitution, which meant the rest of the world was going to fall. And you could see that is not, of course, happening. Now the world is going to completely shift away from their installed masters. They're not even leaders. They're installed masters, where they're taking orders above them. And I do believe that the deep state players, of course, they don't want this to happen. And this is why they're going to try to push back very, very hard against Trump right now. And we could see that they're already starting right now. We already had Peter Hortez come out and let us know that there could be so many viruses that Trump will be bogged down in all of it. And it looks like they're really building up the narrative of releasing another virus or multiple number of viruses. And scientists, they were slammed for publishing a recipe to create a mutated flu virus. And why would they put that out there? And the other thing that's really interesting, just yesterday we mentioned how there was a mysterious flu in the Congo. Well, an Ohio hospital was in a panic after a patient who had recently arrived from Africa was rushed to the ER with flu-like symptoms. But the spokesperson from the hospital said the patient's condition was found to be routine and not linked to the outbreak. So it looks like they're building the narrative, trying to scare the people, and they're actually pushing this. And the other thing that's really interesting is that the U.S. Department of Agriculture, they issued orders mandating bird flu testing of the national milk supply. So again, we saw this once before with COVID. Remember in the very, very beginning, we had the fake news, Hillary Clinton and the rest, saying that we need testing, we need testing, we need testing. The reason why they pushed testing so hard is because without the testing, they couldn't say that COVID was all over the place, that everyone had it. Because without the testing, Everyone would have gone about their everyday lives. They would have no idea that they had it. So they needed to introduce the testing. Trump, he tried to push it off as long as possible. But again, all of a sudden, they brought in the testing. And now, as they test the milk supply, as they test the food supply, what can they do? They could say, ooh, the bird flu is spreading. Oh, don't worry, we have a vaccine for this. Oh, don't worry, what we have to do is we need to mask up again. But this time around, I don't think it's going to work. I think the people aren't going to buy what they're selling. And again, this is the reason why they hid ivermectin. This is why they hid hydroxychloroquine. This is why they continually pushed against it. Because if the people realized and they understood that these medications worked against the viruses, they wouldn't be able to push a plandemic. This is why they never wanted to admit that ivermectin works against the flu, works against the common cold, works against COVID and any other virus. Because if people knew that, would you be afraid of the bird flu? Would you be afraid of any of the viruses that they put out there? You wouldn't, because you would say, okay, I pop ivermectin. It's safe. Same thing with hydroxychloroquine. It's safe. So once again, this is what they've been trying to hide from the people. But again, the people are starting to learn. The people are starting to understand. And this time around, it's not going to work. Actually, Trump is not going to do what he did the other time because, again, he already won the election and now he has complete and utter control. Back then, he needed certain things to fall into place so he could catch them in one of the biggest acts that we've ever seen, overthrowing the United States government, a treasonous crime. He caught them all. He caught them in everything. But you could see the deep state players. They are now pushing back and they're trying to do whatever they possibly can to stop Trump once he's in office. Chuck Colesto put this out and said, Congress attempting to set up incoming Trump administration with health care premium hikes for seniors. Ramming this through before Trump takes office clearly shows Big Pharma owns D.C. Yeah, the industrial military complex, Big Pharma, you name it. They own D.C. right now. But again, that's all about to change. And what's very interesting, and Eric Daugherty put this out, he said Big Pharma company Eli Lilly announced historic $3 billion expansion of Kenosha, Wisconsin manufacturing facility after meeting with Trump in Mar-a-Lago. George responded to this and said, this is a big deal. 90% of American pharmaceutical products are made in China. It's time to bring it back home. And I do believe Trump is going to be having a lot of meetings with a lot of corporate leaders, and you're going to see a lot of these individuals make moves to bring the companies back to this country. Of course, what Trump is going to do, he's going to remove regulations. He's going to bring down the energy cost. He's going to use tariffs to force them back here. He would like them just to come back. And I do believe we're going to see a reemergence of this country of being the manufacturing powerhouse in the end. And I do believe this is just the beginning. Now, the other thing that we know is that we hear rumblings of Biden looking to preemptively pardon all the deep state players. Now, remember, these are the low-level players. Remember, there's many, many different levels. There's the Antifa level. Then you go to the local level in governments, those people that work in the elections, that are prosecutors, going up to the governors. Then it goes into D.C. where you have the staffers. Then you have the representatives in the House and the Senate, up to the president, then above him, those people behind the scenes. So remember, Biden, he is looking to pardon, which he hasn't done yet, preemptively pardon Schiff, Fauci, these, you know, mid to lower level people. Yeah, should they go to jail? Absolutely. But once again, what about all those people that actually call the shots? What about those people that are the unelected people, or some staffers? How about those people like Soros and above? Is he going to pardon those? I doubt it. And I don't even think these pardons are going to work, because once Trump produced that they actually initiated fraud on the American people, fraud vitiates everything. So this is going to be very, very difficult. Plus, setting a very, very strange precedent where you're preemptively saying you are protected against anything the incoming president might do to you, which is absolutely ridiculous if you really think about it. And one of those individuals that have committed treasonous crimes, it's Adam Schiff. And he resigned from the House effective December 8th, and he'll be taking his seat in the Senate. And we can see now there's an empty seat. Now, the other thing that's really interesting is that Obama suggested during a speech that Republicans are the ones weaponizing the justice system against their political enemies, and that Americans should be concerned about elections being rigged. So basically, he's projecting everything that he did onto the Republicans right now, onto MAGA, which is very, very interesting that he's doing this. And the question is, why? I mean, he looks panicked. He looks like he's exhausted. And it looks like he's projecting this out there to maybe use it a little bit later. Clandestine put this out and said, Obama claims that eventually one side is going to stack the deck by stealing elections and politicizing the U.S. government. He says this shamelessly after he and the Dems just spent the last 10 plus years doing exactly that. These people are nothing short of evil. But this reminds me of Post 3661, December 7th. And there's a picture of Obama and a picture of McCabe and Comey and Brennan and Clapper. And it says, Spygate. Never has a president left office to collude with others to impede the next sitting president of the United States of America until Obama. Ask yourself a very simple question. Why? The why will be publicly answered soon. Dark to light. Absolutely. And I do believe that day is quickly approaching. Now, the other thing we could see is Trump, he has nominated many, many people. And we could see the deep state players. They're going to be going after those people that they're most afraid of. Those people that they believe are on their side or might be on their side, they're not going to touch. So Hegseth, they're going all out on him. Cash Patel, they're trying to find something on him. And actually, the National Police Association just fully supported Cash Patel's nomination. Senator John Cornyn says that he spoke to all the Republicans, and it looks like Cash Patel will be confirmed. Now, of course, we know the deep state players. What are they doing? They are now looking through Cash Patel's phone records, information, because remember, allegedly Iran hacked into Cash's phone and other things, which we know is the FBI. They're searching for something that they can use against him. And if they can't find something, we know that they're going to make it up and they're going to use their wrap-up smear campaign. They're just preparing that right now. Actually, Trump waited a little bit before he even nominated him, giving the deep state, you know, less time to dig something up. But you could see they're completely and utterly going after Hegseth. The Washington Post put this out and said, bronze stars like those Hegseth earned are common among military officers. Well, that's ridiculous. Will Cain responded to this and said, so now they have moved to diminishing Hegseth's bronze stars. This is so gross, but it's also desperate and failing. Shows the illegitimacy of all attacks. Just a total Kavanaugh. And John Hansen said, when Biden awarded the Bronze Star to an intelligence analyst, the Washington Post called it one of the Army's most prestigious awards. But when Pete Hegseth earns two of them, Washington Post says, actually, they're pretty common. It's different for some people. Absolutely. And you can see Trump, he is in full support of Hegseth. He put this out on Truth. He said the following. Pete Hegseth is doing very well. His support is strong and deep, much more so than the fake news would have you believe. He was a great student at Princeton, Harvard educated with military state of mind. He will be a fantastic high energy Secretary of Defense who will lead with charisma and skill. Pete is a winner, and there's nothing that can be done to change that. Absolutely. And you can see the deep state players. They are panicking like we've never seen before. Because remember, he is going to be in charge of the industrial military complex. He's going to put an end to everything that we've seen. Actually, he's going to put an end to the endless wars, the endless everything. And this is what they're most afraid of. Think about how much money they make with military contracts. All of this is coming to an end. But you can see the deep state players, they're going to try to push back very, very hard because they don't want this to end. They don't want their control to end. And Trump, he put out a very interesting truth. Now, It's all the gold Trump watches. It's signed, but each watch has the same exact time. And it looks like it's 10:09, which is very, very interesting because that matches a post, post 4730, September 16th. And it's a clock. It's Mickey Mouse. And it's pointing to 10:09, which means the deep state players, they don't have that much time left. I guess if they want to make a deal or they want to get in line, now is the time to do it. Otherwise, justice is coming. Now, Scavino, he also put out a message, and he's been counting down the days until inauguration. He started counting down the days, you know, 58, 50, and now he's on 45 days, which is very, very interesting. And that reminds me of post 3113, March 18th, and it says, what occurred the last time a countdown was presented? False flag. Do you believe in coincidences? Never interfere with an enemy while they're in the process of destroying themselves. Ammunition is hard to come by. And I just want to refer back to what we talked about yesterday and a couple of days ago about this unprecedented cyber attack against the telecommunication companies. Because the FBI and CISA officials said it was impossible to predict when the telecommunication companies would be fully safe from the interlopers. Because, again, we know that China allegedly attacked AT&T, Verizon, and other telecommunication companies. And this was the hacking campaign known as Salt Typhoon. So this is very, very interesting. So the hackers generally access three types of information. One type has been call records or metadata showing the number that the phones called and when. The hacker is focused on records around DC area, and the FBI does not plan to alert people whose phone metadata was accessed. The second type has been live phone calls of some specific targets. The FBI officials declined to say how many alerts it had sent out to targets of that campaign. And the campaigns were Trump, Harris, and Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer. And the FBI informed them that this happened. The third has been systems that telecommunication companies use in compliance with communications assistance for law enforcement, which allows law enforcement and intelligence agencies with court orders to track people's communications. CALEA systems can include classified court orders from Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, which processes some U.S. intelligence court orders. The FBI official declined to say whether any classified material was accessed, which is very, very interesting. Plus, the FBI is saying that they don't know if the telecommunication system is free of interlopers. They're not sure right now. And it's very interesting that AT&T, Verizon, and many other telecommunication companies continually go down and then they bring them back up. There's always some type of glitch. So if they're going to do something, I wonder if this is going to include the telecommunication companies. I wonder if it's going to include some other type of cyber attack, because we understand that when there is a countdown, something is going to happen. And think about it. The deep state players, they really didn't do anything during the election. They weren't able to cheat because it was too big to rig. They just couldn't create the number of ballots that they were going to need. It would take 2-3 weeks. I mean, look at all the local elections that were continually counting. People saw very, very clearly that, hey, wait a minute, every single one of them, the D's won. And the Patriots did not, which is completely and utterly impossible. Can you imagine if they were still counting for the presidential election? How would that look to everyone? Everyone would know there was cheating. And this is why they decided, listen, we can't do it. Kamala doesn't have the votes. We're going to have to move our plan to the back end after the election. I do believe this is why Obama told Biden, don't worry, we got some time here. Because everything that they were going to do during the election, like they did in 2020, they moved it, I do believe, to around January 6th or the inauguration. And even after the inauguration. Because remember, we're still in a war. We're going to be in a war. They're not just going to lay down and say, okay, we give, you got the country back, you know what, do whatever you want to do. They're going to fight to the very, very end. And I do believe this is why, in the end, Trump, the Patriots, must have accountability. And I do believe as the deep state players continually push Trump, they're going to be the ones pushing Trump and others to declassify what they've done. Because the more they push, the more it's going to get worse for them. And I do believe that when the people start to see and realize what these individuals have done, that they were involved in overthrowing the government, they were involved in the pedo networks, they were involved in spying on Trump, they were involved in bringing us into war, they were involved in almost everything that we have experienced over the last many, many years, I think people are going to realize, wow, I really understand and see the criminal syndicate. We can no longer allow them to get into office. We can no longer allow them to roam the streets. We can no longer allow them to have a position. And we must have accountability in the end. Because again, if we don't bring, and I'm not just talking about Schiff and Fauci. Yes, they were involved in all this. But we need to look beyond this. We need to look to those people that are behind the curtain, the puppet masters, the ones that are pulling the strings. Those are the people that we need to get. Because if we don't, they're just going to regroup. And what do you think they're going to do? They're going to push back very, very hard at a later date. So we need to go much, much further. And I do believe Trump and the Patriots are going to. And again, we are still in an information war. Yes, the deep state, they're going to try to bring us into a physical war. But in the end, they're going to lose. Why? Because Trump has the military. He has the people. And what does the deep state have? Think about it. Who do they have? Their small little group. The fake news can't even do anything for them anymore. They're screwed. And the people and Trump, we have the power. And we're going to bring these people to justice. Why? Because the Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone. Thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.